Hey everyone, let me show you some really cool image resizing techniques in Photoshop. You're really going to love this. Okay, so let's say for example that you want to actually print this photo out. Okay, you've loaded up a photo, an image in Photoshop. You wanted to print it out on a sheet of paper, but you want to know what size it's going to be on a sheet of paper. How are you going to know this? Well, I'll show you how to figure it out. Come right up here to Image. Come down here to Image Size. Okay, then I want you to look right down here where it says Document Size. And this will tell you how large the physical size of the image, how large it's going to be actually printed out. Okay, look right here, width 11 and height 17. This is 11 inches by 17 inches. This would be huge. This would be totally off the paper and it wouldn't all fit. So let's say you just wanted to do a 5x7, 5x7.5 image so you can print it out and just put it, you know, in a frame and just put it on the wall. Well, this is how you can do it. The first thing, though, I want you to do, I want you to come down here to the very bottom, and I want you to uncheck resample image, because we don't want to resample the image. Resampling the image means that it's going to change the actual size of the image, how it looks on the computer screen. We don't want that size to change. We only want the size, the document size, to change on how it looks printed out on a sheet of paper. So make sure to uncheck that, okay? Now, come right back up here to Document Size, and for the width, all you have to do is let's just enter in 5. There we go. So now, look at this. Photoshop will automatically calculate it and enter in 7.5. And so it wants to make sure the image maintains its aspect ratio. And the resolution automatically changes for you as well. So you don't have to figure that out. That's pretty cool. So all you have to do from here is go ahead and click OK. But look at this, not much has changed. Only the document size has changed, not the size of the image on the screen, okay? We'll get to that in just a moment. So, if you want to see how it looks, if you want a preview on how it's going to look on a sheet of paper, all you have to do is come up here to Edit. Oh, I'm sorry, come over here to File, come all the way down here to Print with Preview. And there you go. There's your 5x7.5 image, and that's exactly how it's going to look. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and cancel out of that, and I want to show you another tip. Let's say that you're going to send this photo over email, okay? Well, if I send this photo that I have right here, which is a very, very high resolution photo, if I send it, the person on the other side is going to see the photo like this. Okay, it's going to be this humongous photo. Not only is it going to be large in dimensions, but it's also going to be large in file size. Like it could be up to 3 megabytes or 4 megabytes large in file size. And that could take a long time to download, especially if they're on a dial-up connection, okay? So let me show you something. I'm going to show you how to actually get a preview on the size you want of the image using the Navigator palette. This is really cool. Go right up here to Window, come down here to the Navigator, make sure that's checked. And if it is, you'll see the Navigator palette. Bring the Navigator palette out a little bit. And what I'm going to do here is actually use these controls on the bottom of the Navigator palette here to actually zoom out of the image. Check this out. And I will stop as soon as I like the size of the image. Now, when the person receives the image now, they're going to actually see it this size. Now, wait, I'm not resizing the image right now. I'm only getting just a preview by zooming out of the image, okay? So, if you want to actually resize the image to the size you see on the screen, if you like that size, how it looks on the screen, come right up here to Image, come down here to Image Size, okay? Now we must come down here to Resample Image and make sure that is checked. We need to turn that on because we are actually going to resize the image on the screen, okay? All you have to do is just come over here at the very top where it says pixels, change that to percent. Now, make sure the width area is highlighted there. Look right up here outside a little image dialog. Look right up here in the very top of the image. What does it say? Mine says 16.7%. That is how much I am zoomed out of the image. So all I have to do is just select the width area here and just enter in 16.7%. And the height is automatically changed for me so the image maintains its aspect ratio. And that's it. We're done. All we have to do now is just come over here and click OK. Photoshop will resize the image for us. Now you're probably looking at it going, oh my God, that's too small. Well, we're still zoomed out of the image. Okay, don't forget that. If you want to see the image at 100%, come right up here to View and select Actual Pixels. Bam, there you go. So if anybody receives this picture over email or you send it over a like an instant messenger, they're going to see the size of the image and it's going to look just like this. And if you go right up here to file, come down here to save for web, you can actually compress the image so it's a very small file size. See, I can come right over here where it says quality and just turn that down to, let's say, 50. And if I look right down here to the bottom left of the save for web dialog, it says 37.65 kilobytes, which is actually fairly small, okay? And that's a good downloadable size, all right? So all I have to do is just go up here and just click on save and save it to my hard drive. And there you go. So those are some tips on resizing images, okay? So to really check those out, those are really cool. So the next time you want to send something, go ahead and try that little trick right there. Or maybe you might already know it. I don't know. But there you go. Have fun with that.